right, guys, welcome in to Wrestle Forever. Talking Smash. This is the SummerSlam Fallout Edition. I forgot what number that we're on.
I don't know either. But
one day the number will return, but not today. Today is not that day.
This is the winner circle.
This is the winner circle. It feels very wintery over here.
Yeah, winning.
Yeah, nobody wins as much as we do.
Dude.
We get them bigly wins.
We're on a winning streak.
Yeah.
Man.
Can't be beat, dude. Can't be beat.
No.
So what's that punishment that Smart Death's going to do?
I mean, they're supposed to paint their faces up like Jeff Hardy and do a whole show that way. Film it.
Yes, and paint over the eyelids for sure. So you guys be sure you barrage them. If you're hearing this, go to Smart Death, be like, "Hey, you're supposed to do Jeff Hardy face paint. Want paint over the eyelids?" it's a key feature in that face paint.
Yeah, I would hound him about it.
Yeah,
pick it apart. Pick that makeup apart. If they don't do it good, if they don't do a good job with that makeup, you tell them that sucks.
Yeah.
What is that? Try again.
Yeah, like we want new Jeffs.
Yeah,
we want new Jeffs. You gotta get that feng shui going on in your face. Those little circles, the concentric circles and stuff.
Yes. We couldn't convince Kyle to shave his beard like him.
Yeah, I was going to go beard for beard. I would throw mine up into the...
That's how confident we are.
Yeah.
Roger put his beard on the line.
I would have.
And it means a lot to him.
In a second.
It means something to you. It's got sentimental value.
Yeah.
And he was willing to put it on the line. That's how confident we were in our predictions.
And we killed it, dude.
We got it, dude.
Dude, I was upset. I wasn't really upset, but we didn't get to do the show last week prior to the live show, but which I had a lot of fun at that live show. But I had this great, you know how I did the Raj Elias thing?
Yes.
I had a great another promo written out, ready to go.
Yes.
Off of the Randy Orton stuff.
Oh, man.
Talking about the Smart to Death guys trying to big league me. I was gonna pull my pants down. I was gonna hang my hairbrush out of it or whatever, and have you film it, dude. And then I was gonna just put a sensor bar over it so it looked like I had my ween out.
Yeah, I got you. don't spoil this. Maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah, but hey, before we do the podcast, will you please shake my hand? It calms me down. Oh, man, don't show your wiener to your coworkers, especially the new ones.
That's right.
That's the word of wisdom that I have for you today.
Let's talk about SummerSlam.
Yes.
Let's talk about some highs from SummerSlam.
Yeah, man. I think the highest of the high for us was probably Joe and AJ.
I loved this match.
It was super good.
I love the promos before it. I love the promo they did in the middle
that
Joe did in the middle, or I guess it's more like the end, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I love just everything about them. I'm glad they're continuing it.
Yes, me too. And my only problem with this going into it was I felt like the build to it wasn't physical enough. It was just them cutting promos back and forth on each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe kept saying Wendy Styles, and that's all I could think about.
I know.
Like, you have me to believe that her last name is actually Styles? No.
Ever since you pointed that out, now I can't.
Yeah, now none of you will be able to unhear it.
No.
You're playing me like a damn fool, okay? I know her name ain't Wendy Styles, all right? All right.
This is where Roger cannot suspend disbelief.
But beyond that, the match itself was freaking awesome, dude.
Oh, man.
It was
great.
Physical. It was violent. Uh-huh. The Joe cutting promo before and then at the end really added another layer to it.
Yeah. I liked the whole AJ getting over emotional.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, we actually got this one wrong. We should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
I think at one point I had a thought that it wasn't going to end, you know.
Yeah, I think the only thing we were sure of is that AJ wasn't leaving without the belt.
Yeah.
We were pretty positive he was keeping it.
Yeah.
It's just how it was going to end.
Really certain.
I wasn't really sure. We should have seen the writing on the wall there, but that was one of the ones we missed that I was like, ah, we should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
And
we didn't need that point.
The end of the match saw Joe tell AJ's family, his wife and daughter were there, that, hey, your daddy ain't coming home, but I'll be your daddy now.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It was really great. Kind of corny, but really great.
Yeah.
And AJ went ballistic and absolutely destroys Joe. And I thought one of the best touches, one of the, like, and I think this was accidental. It's whenever they got it by his daughter, whatever, and his daughter was like, "Daddy, you're bleeding."
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. And then she didn't want it. She didn't want to be held by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that made it, that made it good, dude.
I think she's
that
a child great. Actor, and she just did
maybe,
really good.
Maybe.
She's got a future.
You think they were blading in that match? Is that planned?
I always think blading. That's yeah. where I go to first. I go blading. Blader.
All right, man. So another SmackDown match. SmackDown, I'll say this real quick. SmackDown's matches on SummerSlam were really good. All of them were very solid.
Yeah. I mean, I was really happy that SummerSlam was
not. Yeah, SummerSlam was good. I thought it was a really great pay-per-view. I think it was the best pay-per-view this year.
I think so. I mean, it's still just those pay-per-views are too damn long.
Yeah, it was too long.
But for what it was, I enjoyed it, and I was pretty entertained through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, but another SmackDown match, yeah, the women's triple threat was way better than I thought.
Carmella's best match by a long shot.
Yep. You think that's because of her?
You think, you would think, you know, like, the time that you're, you should have put on the better matches when you had the damn belt so people would miss when you lost it. But instead, she chose to get in. I mean, I'm sure Charlotte and Becky had a whole lot to do with it. But Carmella had a good performance in this match. It was the best performance I'd seen by her.
This was another one that I was bummed because at the very first, I had Charlotte winning this one. And then I changed my mind after seeing the SmackDown because Becky and Charlotte have been just standing too tall over Carmella. So I was like, they're setting up for a Carmella victory here. But it didn't happen. You got Charlotte winning, which I don't really have a problem with that. She does great with the belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got the Becky heel turn that everyone thought might be coming.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
It was.
She beat the crap out of Charlotte.
And she got a huge cheer.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, we'll talk about SmackDown here in a second.
Oh, that's okay, dude. Just go ahead. We'll fast forward to SmackDown right now.
So SmackDown, she comes out for a promo. Actually, she did a really great promo. And she tried really hard.
I really, really thought her promo work, it was very good.
It was the best I've seen her do on promos.
And it felt, there was like so much emotion and fire behind it too. It was great. And it was long too. Like she can hold her own really well on the mic.
She tried really hard to play the heel angle, but she just kept getting cheered by people. Yeah.
People don't want to boo her.
No, people don't want to boo her. They love her.
We were talking a little earlier and I said WWE's biggest problem is their inability to see when to change their course.
Right, yeah, it definitely seems like once they write something, it's in stone.
Yeah.
And they can't pivot to something or change it to be something else on the fly.
Yeah, and maybe they'll surprise me with this, but I don't know. Because I think, you know, I think a long time ago there was a time where they tried to push The Undertaker as a heel during his American Badass stuff or whatever, and nobody accepted it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that it wasn't likable. It was that nobody accepted him as a heel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Becky is going to be that same way, dude. Nobody, there's at no point. She tried to jab the crowd and it didn't work. They just need to drop jabbing the crowd. Let her be like borderline heel tweener somewhere in that area.
Right.
Where she doesn't really mess with the crowd. She accepts the applause or whatever. But she does what Becky wants to do. She attacks faces. It doesn't matter to her.
Do you think there's anything she can do to get the crowd against her?
No.
You think no matter what, there's nothing we can think of that maybe they could have her do that would really get the crowd like against her?
I can't think of anything.
I know. It's tough. I don't know either. Because, yeah, the pop she got from attacking Charlotte was huge.
Yeah. And they booed Charlotte. They booed Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't know why they booed her.
Yeah.
Why they boo her? She's fucking great,
because they
too.
Want Becky. They want Becky. Everybody wanted Becky to win the match. The whole build was built around Becky winning the match, which I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But people want Becky. People, there has never been a point where people didn't want Becky to succeed. She's always in the forefront of people's, whenever it comes to the women's division, Becky is always soon out of people's mouth prior to what WWE would tell her to say.
Yeah. Well,
or contrary to what WWE
I look forward to her feud with Charlotte.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. Both of those
pool
women
brawl was great too.
Yeah,
that whole segment was really good.
Yeah, they did a great job, and both of them are some of the best women they have on the roster. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to their stuff. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think so, dude. Well, let's see. Let's go back to SummerSlam. Let's talk a little bit about Braun Strowman here.
Got that squash on KO.
Oh, dude, he destroyed Kevin Owens.
That was a big swerve.
Yeah, KO didn't get any offense in at all. Didn't even try. We had these stipulations, and Kevin didn't even try to win with one of them. No. He just destroyed him. Braun looked really strong.
You actually had Braun winning this match from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You were not fooled by the stipulations or anything at all.
Yeah, no. I knew Braun was winning.
Yeah. And you were pretty on this one from the beginning. You were like, nope, I don't care what the stipulations are. Doesn't matter. Yeah. He's winning this one.
They're trying. That's what I said. They were trying to make it believable that Kevin could win.
Yeah.
And it was just
you were so confident in this match that I just let you have it.
Yeah.
I was just like, Roger's pretty confident. We'll just go with Braun Strowman. Because I wasn't sure on this one. Because, yeah, they were setting up so many angles where Braun Strowman could lose.
It made it too easy for him to lose.
It did make it way too easy. And I see where you're coming from on it. But, yeah, you were so confident about it. I was just like, I'm not even arguing this one.
Yeah.
You think Braun, we're going Braun. And that was the right choice.
Now, what I thought was going to happen was later in the night, Braun was going to cash in.
And we thought we were getting that.
But WWE, we'll go on to the main event real quick. Roman versus Brock.
It's kind of so smart, though.
Yeah.
They really played that.
They brought Braun out. He didn't cash in. They brought him out to subdue the boos.
And it worked.
He looked really strong. Kevin Owens didn't lay a single finger on him.
He cut a really good promo before their match started.
Yeah, he was super fresh, cut a great promo, was standing ringside. Yeah. You just wait for him to cash in. I was like, I knew it. He's winning.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you put and it still stands. Even with the outcome, it still stands that Braun is going to get a huge pop when he gets that belt. And Braun absolutely will get that belt.
But they did I'll give WWE this. That was smart because they knew nobody's walking out.
Now they have that pay-per-view. And they showed Roman celebrating for a little bit. You could see Braun laying in the background, which I thought made Braun look a little too weak.
A little bit, yeah.
They got it right off the air. No boos. You couldn't see people evacuating the arena or anything like that when Roman won. So, they played that card really well.
Yeah, they really did. Because, I mean, we were sitting there like, what is going to happen? We were pretty engaged ourselves. And I'll also give them this way to keep that match short because it was probably the most entertaining Brock versus Roman match I've seen.
It was the best one by City Miles. City Miles is longer than Country Miles, I do believe.
I have no idea.
I think that's how the expression goes because City Miles, you go a lot slower, a lot more stuff to see. Country, you can go fast.
Sure.
Whatever. What I'm saying is that it was the best one by a long shot.
Yeah. And, you know, segueing into what happened on Raw. So, Raw starts off with Roman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that was coming.
Burner, burner.
That's right. That's the song. Yep. And so he's cutting a promo on how he's going to be a fighting champion, which is a pretty standard promo. I wouldn't say it was bad, but I wouldn't call it something fantastic either. It was pretty just par for the course.
And WWE, way to get Finn's rematch out of this. You never have to worry about Finn not getting that rematch anymore.
Yeah, Finn got his rematch. The KO still needs his. So maybe that's what they do next.
Yeah.
But Finn, he offers the challenge to Finn, who had the title first and never got his rematch. Finn comes out, and then of course Corbin comes out bitching.
Oh, dude, you remember that the leaked Hell in a Cell thing, Roman versus Kevin?
Yes.
There might be your rematch right there.
That might be your rematch. He never got one either for his mm-hmm. Universal title. That may be where it is. So there you go.
Yeah, smooth sailing, Fox.
Yep. There you go, Smarks. I hope you weren't reading on that and making your judgments based on that.
Mm.
But, so, you know, then you set up for your main event. And when we get to the main event, by the way, it was fucking awesome. Roman and Finn mm-hmm. did so great. They've actually, their first match when Finn just got called up and they were doing
And
he beat Roman.
That was a good match.
That was a good match too. This one was better than that.
Yeah, it was.
And then Braun comes out at the end and then we hear the Shield, which is really just Roman's music.
Yeah.
But we
they didn't do the I didn't hear the sirens or anything.
No, they didn't do the sirens. Yeah, no. I don't even remember what SHIELD stands for now, but yes. Mm-hmm. They didn't do all that. But you heard the music and you saw the shield on the Titantron thing. And then they come out and save Roman. They distract Finn enough with Bronn there for Finn to take the loss, but still look really strong. I mean, he had the win. Mm-hmm. So he still looks really strong, but he loses. Bronn's there about to cash in on Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Shield comes out and saves him.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about
this. They don't ring the bell for it either.
They don't ring the bell, so he still gets to keep the briefcase.
Yeah.
So you still got that storyline going forward.
So this was, I mean, this whole thing was the highlight of Raw. I thought Raw was
otherwise, definitely the highlight. It's definitely the most memorable thing that happened.
Yeah, it was. I thought Raw was a mediocre at best with a good ending. I don't even know that I'd call it mediocre, but it did have a good ending, and this was very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see where this is going. I mean,
it
came so out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming.
No,
you're RKO'd out of nowhere.
I know. I have no idea what they're doing with this. And the thing I think I said when we were talking about this is just, it kind of gives Seth a split personality a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Seth, they come out looking very heel.
I don't think they're heels, though. I didn't.
But the Seth is earlier in the night coming out as very, very face.
I didn't take it as a heel move. I took it as they were protecting one of their own move or whatever.
Yeah, what?
You get all members healthy. Why not do it?
Well, definitely.
People wanted it before.
People love it.
And it kept falling apart. Now you have a real chance to do it. Two of the guys have belts. All they got to do is pick up them tag championships. And you know there ain't no way the B team is going over on them.
No. No way.
We could have the Shield holding all the belts. And I think that would be awesome.
I'd love to see a faction holding all the belts, kind of like what they did with Undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, they don't have all the
belts. Or with the Evolution back in the day.
Yeah. No, I mean, Undisputed doesn't have all the belts, especially now. Cause
DX, I'm pretty sure, held all the belts at one point.
Yeah, it's always really cool because it just is this unstoppable force, and you get to do a lot of riding around that. So that's always really cool. I don't know what they do with Dean. Everyone really predicts it's Dean's turn to turn heel on somebody, and he definitely has that look, that very heelish look. And he's right now protecting Seth, so I mean,
yeah.
He's protecting Seth as well. So
I think this is going to ride for a little bit. Nobody saw this coming. So I think the Dean Hill turn will come eventually, but it's going to be a long burn.
I'm kind of wondering because Seth and Dolph have a
slow burn, slow and long.
Seth and Dolph had a decent match at SummerSlam as well
with
Dean and McIntyre in the corners there. That was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a fun match.
I think they're done with
no buzzers on that one.
No. I think they might be on their way out with the, I think you may get Dean versus McIntyre at some point, but I think they're on their way out with the Seth versus Dolph thing. So I'm trying to think of who's going for the IC title next. I don't know. I mean,
I didn't think about that.
I think the most obvious choice is Finn, but we've already seen that feud.
Yeah,
a few times.
They could put Drew going for it. They could just switch roles.
They could.
That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, though. That might spark jealousy between the two, and then boom, you get your feud in with them.
Like if he won it from him.
And thank God Drew and Dolph are split.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I actually look forward to them splitting as well. But yeah. I'd like to also know with Finn, because he got to pull out the demon finally. I don't even remember the last time we saw it. Was it with Bray? Or was it
it was with Bray.
Yeah, because that was
a long time ago when Bray was going to cross-dress.
That's right, Sister Abigail. That's right. That's the last time we saw the demon. He pulls it out here and gets a squash at SummerSlam on Corbin.
Corbin doesn't even get a punch on him.
No.
He destroyed him.
Like,
and the cloud was cool.
This is where I think Vince, I know I had read that Vince had talked about not using the demon that much.
Yeah.
To keep it special. And I do agree with that.
Yeah. Got a huge pop. And it made that match far more memorable if it would have been just regular Finn out there.
That's true. And everyone loves the demon Finn. I hope at some point they're going to give him a big belt and let the demon win it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the last belt he held, was the Universal title. Unfortunately, he got injured, so he didn't get to see where he was going to go from there. But he did win it as the Demon. So I'd like to see him win his belts as Demon. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think it's essential for Like if he's defending the title at a pay-per-view, it is if he has a belt, it's essential for him to be the Demon if he has a belt on a pay-per-view.
I'd agree with that. That's a good one.
That's why they didn't take over. He was like a Demon all the time in Takeover or in Takeover NXT. Why do I keep calling NXT Takeover? That's like this. I've been doing this for like a week now, calling NXT Takeover.
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know what you're doing.
My brain is
with your life.
It's faulty
with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm podcasting.
But let's move to SmackDown, which was really good. SmackDown's just been killing it.
Yeah, SmackDown was, oh my God, it was really, really, aside from maybe one match or something, which was Naomi and Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad match either. It was, but I mean, it was more a jab at Meltz than it was
probably
a meaningful match or anything like
that. Yeah, and they didn't really do much. Yeah. It was just kind of there.
It was so
filler.
Corey Graves could go off.
Are the Usos hurt?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while.
Are they just taking some time off? Because I haven't seen them either. Got some.
Back here.
The bar's back in there. Bludgeon Brothers are unfortunately. They're unfortunately injured.
Yeah.
Eric Rowan's got a torn bicep.
He got hurt.
Apparently, they think it's a torn bicep.
Yeah. But man.
Same thing McIntyre had, and they kept him out for 6-7 months, something like that.
Yeah, but speaking of those guys, that main event on SmackDown, if he was working through an injury, that was really impressive.
Yeah, if he's working through an injury like that,
actually dangerous, I think, if he's injured.
He may have made it worse.
Yeah.
May have added a few months onto his off time, but it was so good.
Yeah, New Day versus Bludgeon Brothers in a, I guess, essentially a hardcore match. What are they calling those
days? It's a no DQ. But, That's the thing that bumps me out about Bludgeon Brothers, because while they're holding the titles on TV, they're just giving them these squashes, and it's just like, what are you doing? They're good enough. Give them some competition. And then when we get to see them do their probably the most competition with the New Day, they kill it out there and show like how good they really are.
Two back-to-back, very competitive, very fun matches.
Yeah, it shows just how good they really are as a tag, and now they don't have the belts anymore. So
I actually liked the triple threat with them, too, where they won the belts. I thought that was fun, where they destroyed the New Day and Usos.
They're
a good tag team, and I hope Eric gets better soon, because I definitely want to see them versus Z-Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
I think we're going to get some New Day versus Bar.
Which I'm cool with, man. It's good every single time.
I know. I liked it on Raw. I like it here. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. There's been enough of a break, right? It's been a couple months. I'm down for it again. Their matches were great.
Yeah. Put them back together. It's getting the band back together.
The problem with WWE is there's only so many tag teams.
Dude, that is true. And I wanted to make one more thing on the New Day. Dude, Xavier Woods can jump so freaking far with that elbow.
I know.
That limit breaker elbow, that's Final Fantasy reference for you there.
Dude, these nerds.
Yeah, man, these nerds are swarming the place.
He had to tell me that. I didn't know anything about that, so he had to tell me.
But man, he jumps freaking far with that. And he walks out onto the rope a little bit. That shit is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, and apparently did the Sonic and Knuckles and Tails.
I have to look at it again, because whenever I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's all the colors of SummerSlam.
Well, they posted an Instagram picture about it. So... okay, sure. Another high point on SmackDown, the continuation of the AJ versus Joe.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that match right at the beginning, but man, this promo was freaking awesome.
Joe's killing it right now.
Yeah,
and Joe's kind of carrying this feud, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. AJ's kind of letting him do all the heavy lifting as far as the promo goes.
All AJ did was he's coming out there.
He's playing along.
Yeah, he's saying that he went too far, and if he mentions his family again, he'll rip his heart out. Boom, Joe, right from behind. Chokes him out.
Wendy!
Wendy! Oh, Wendy!
Yeah.
he gave it to old Mr. Wilson, dude.
Even in its cheesiest moments, I still just love it. It's so awesome. I can't wait for Hell in a Cell. I don't know what they're going to do with them in Hell in a Cell, but it's going to be good.
That entire little segment was great, dude. I freaking loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
I
think here's the only low I will say on SmackDown with their big stars. Daniel Bryan versus Miz.
Yeah.
Is a great feud that everyone's
looking forward
to.
This wasn't necessarily a low. It's just what's coming out is kind of a...
Yes. It's not that the promo and stuff on the show was a low. It was very entertaining.
Miz's promo was really good.
It was very entertaining. I'm just not a big fan of going into Hell in a Cell with a mix match, like tag match. Another Bella's
man.
Mixed
I don't want that
with Miz and Maryse.
The only way that I could come out of this match even moderately happy is if Miz and Maryse win.
Yeah, I think they have to.
Are we gonna predict that?
Right now, I'm gonna say Miz wins again and keeps gloating about how he's got all these wins over Daniel Bryan that'll lead towards probably a bigger match that Daniel Bryan goes over on him. But I love their feud. I wish they didn't include this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather have Brie and Maryse at Evolution.
Daniel and Brie versus Miz and Maryse. Yeah. I'd rather have
Brie and Maryse at Evolution.
Yes. I think that's a better match.
And leave Daniel and Miz out. I just...
Mm-hmm.
The mixed tag with the John Cena and Nikki Bella at WrestleMania, it was boring. I think it was boring because we just knew what the outcome was.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get proposal out of the way. I think that's what made
it the build for it was great. That was some of the Miz's best promo work.
Yeah, when they were dressing up like him. Yeah, I enjoyed all the promo work, but then it's like, you know, that match is not going to be one of the most memorable things.
It's true.
So I hope it's good. I hope the promo is leading to Hell in a Cell are good. Yeah. We don't have that much time. It's like 2 weeks, right?
You know what I liked, though, is whenever Miz told Paige she's a worse GM than Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. No, I laughed.
I thought that was so great. I can't believe I'm about to say this right now. But you're a worse GM than Daniel Bryan.
I know. That's so good. Yeah, I enjoyed this weekend of wrestling and the start of this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. We had talked about earlier, like after Hell in a Cell, we're heading towards Survivor Series, and this is where I start getting down on the product. I was saying this earlier.
Going down on the product?
Yes, because as soon as they throw on those stupid red and blue shirts, and we have to hear from Michael Cole about how it's the first time, blah blah blah, and they have to have teams and all that, I'm just like, this is lame.
Well. Yeah.
So
it's one time a year where the brands collide.
Yeah, even though he can't say that anymore. I don't know. But as soon as they start throwing on...
He couldn't say
it
in the first place. There's a freaking Royal Rumble.
I know. But like, as soon as they start throwing on red and blue shirts, I'm like, corny.
Yeah.
It's too corny even for me and wrestling. That's bad.
I thought the Survivor Series last year was good, though. What happened with it? It was Kurt was the head of the team or whatever, Triple H was with him.
Yes, I remember that.
And they dominated SmackDown. It was just Shane out there.
Oh, I guess.
But you got
that
really awesome segment at the end where Braun attacked Triple H.
Oh, that's right.
And that's when you're like, oh God, Braun is freaking amazing. He'd already been amazing for a long time.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Anything else happen? I don't remember anything else on that show.
Asuka won the entire SmackDown women's thing by herself.
Right, and yeah, but did we get?
Oh wait, she was on Raw. She won Raw's by herself.
Was Brock and Goldberg on that? I don't remember. Sorry.
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't.
I don't remember what other matches there were besides the
Survivor Series was. I don't think Brock was there for it.
That's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, let us know your thoughts.
Maybe it was. I don't remember.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Yep.
To the Rapid Kick Media page.
The YouTube page where you might be viewing this.
Yes.
If you hear it on an audio spot, drop us some stars there. Say something nice.
Say something friendly.
Let me know. Let me know if you think that I am the big dog with the big hog. I'm supposed to get that tweet out there.
Stay on the smarks about doing accurate Jeff Hardy makeup.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
It needs to be realistic. Anthony's acting like we're asking him to draw on his face with a fucking Sharpie, dude.
That's I know, and it's funny. Oh god.
Oh yeah. I mean, I would do it if you wanted me to, but I would gladly do it.
Oh gosh.
You're just gonna get some Halloween store makeup. Or
that's
whatever.
What I'm saying. Yeah, that's really the best thing they should do. It's spirits open. Go get it.
Yeah.
But all right, guys. Thanks for listening. Right.
That's what I figured.
All right.
Thank you, Siri. That's what she figured.
Thanks for listening. Thanks.
I was trying to turn my phone off, but that failed miserably.
All right.
It just summoned Siri. See you guys later.
This is the best outro ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, guys.